Here in the first seven chapters, we have rebuilding the walls. Then chapters 8 through 13, revival and reform. And in chapter 1, it's Nehemiah's prayer for the remnant at Jerusalem. Now, notice this. It's a very real story, by the way. And I'm reading the words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah. And it came to pass in the month Chishlu, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. Now, when he means these that had escaped and were left of the captivity, he means those that had returned back to the land. Now, this man Nehemiah had not returned back to the land. He just didn't do it. That wasn't the thing that characterized him. He just didn't go back to the land at all. And he took a job. And I'm not going to criticize him because of the fact that God uses men like this and God uses this man. And you'll notice that this man in this position, he had a concern for God's work. And he was deeply concerned about God's cause. One day he was busy at the palace. And since he was very busy there, why, he was going back and forth, and then he saw one of his brethren. He just arrived from Jerusalem, probably bringing a message to the palace. And so Nehemiah just stopped him, and he said to him, "By the way, how are things going? How's everything back there?" And this is the word he got. "And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire." Now, that's not a very pretty picture, as you can see. What a pitiful spectacle God's cause and God's people were in. And may I say, they were in disrepute, because his people had failed him. And God can afford to let that happen. Unfortunately, we can't afford that today. And we find here that this man, Nehemiah, now becomes very much concerned about it. That's the reason he had asked. Now, he could have said, "Well, it's too bad, brethren. I'm sorry to hear it." And he could have uttered a few more pious platitudes. He says, "I'll put you on my prayer list." He could have done that. Or he could have said, "Oh, God bless you." There are a lot of Christian cliches we have today that he could have used. I guess maybe didn't know about them. But anyway, the very interesting thing is he is concerned.